everybody, and welcome to episode 15 of the Solitary Heathen Witch podcast. Today's episode is going to be another quick Sabbath episode on Yule. So Yule is a pagan celebration of the winter solstice. The winter solstice is the longest night of the year. This is also like the midwinter festival, and it is typically celebrated the night of the winter solstice and then for 12 days. So this year it would be December 21st for the winter solstice if you are in the Northern Hemisphere. I do have an app that is called, I think it's the Wiccan calendar or Wicca calendar, something like that. And it has the will of the year with all the different solstices. And then it also has where you can write like your own book of shadows in there, tells you the moon phases and all of that. And in this app, it says it's celebrated December 20th to the 25th. But typically it would be celebrated for this year, the 21st till I think January 1st, with December 21st being the first day. Yule also goes by the name of Yuletide or Yule Fest, and this is one of the oldest celebrations in the world. Historically, it was observed by the Germanic people. Yule is found to be connected to the Wild Hunt and the Norse god Odin. Later on, this pagan holiday became Christianized, like most pagan holidays, and ended up being called Christmastide. I think I said that right. Later, we know it as the Christmas season. You are going to notice a lot of similarities between Yule and Christmas, and I will go over some of the comparisons later. But again, you know, we do have our very old pagan holidays, you know, traditions, and a lot of them got Christianized. So you see a lot of what, you know, they kind of like took from the pagan ideas and made it into this Christmas season. So during Yule, we celebrate the Norse god Odin. We thank the gods and goddesses for what we have, and we celebrate nature and its changes. So since the winter solstice is the longest night, it was believed that they would burn the Yule log and it would encourage the sun to come out longer and stay out longer. And some people will burn the Yule log for 12 hours. You start it, you know, that night and you'll burn it until the sun comes up. Other people would burn the Yule log for the 12 days of Yule. The start of the Yule log is believed to have originated in Norway. They would feed the fire, normally, you know, in your home, in your hearth, with the Yule log. And then at the end of it, they would use the ashes to put back into the soil. They would think it was for good luck or, you know, for a good harvest. And now we've learned that the nutrients from the ashes are actually really good for your soil. There's a lot of different superstitions and beliefs around Yule and the Yule log. A lot of people like to celebrate different ways. You know, you do what works for you. Some people will honor a certain deity for each night of the 12 nights. And there's a lot of different ways that you can celebrate Yule. So I'm going to give you guys some examples. There's bonfires, but I know not everybody can go outside and light a bonfire, especially if you live like in an apartment. You can decorate with holly and mistletoe or evergreen trees. They would do ritual sacrifices. I know not a lot of people do sacrifices like they did way back then. Some people still do with, you know, livestock, but most of the time you can do like an offering. Give up something that's, you know, important to you. Feasting is done during this time. Gift giving. Some people will build a Yule altar. They'll make wreaths out of evergreens. They'll decorate a Yule log, and sometimes they'll burn it. Not everybody has that capability of being able to burn a Yule log. You decorate with the Yule tree. You give back to nature. Some people will exchange gifts that are nature-based. And then a lot of people will celebrate the night with candlelight. So the winter solstice, instead of having all the lights in your home, you'll have candlelight for the night. Another pagan tradition would be to decorate the Yule tree outside with edible food, so that way the animals would come and be able to eat it. Now, I'm just gonna go over some of the things that I noticed. Now, I do not really know the Bible all that well. I did try to do a little bit of research to try to understand where Christmas came from, and probably because I don't know that much about Christianity, I found it kind of confusing. Some of you out there might know more, but a lot of things that I noticed with the similarities. So we have the 12 days of Christmas. Well, there's also the 12 nights of Yule. And I tried to look up why there's 12 days of Christmas, and all I found, and I don't know exactly what places these are or what these people were called, but the belief is that it took 12 days to, from when Jesus was born for them to take him from one place to another and then realize he was the Son of God. When you look into it more, Jesus supposedly was born, and correct me if I'm wrong, at the end of summer and nowhere near Christmas. So it's kind of like they took the 12 days of Yule and tried to make it more Christian. Other things that we notice is during the Wild Hunt, Odin, the story of him riding through the sky on Sleipnir, which is his eight-legged horse. Well, coincidentally, Santa rides through the sky on his sleigh pulled by eight reindeer. And that's, before counting Rudolph when that story came on later. And Santa is thought to be, an older man with a long, the big white beard. Well, Odin also has a long white beard, so I just found that to also be a coincidence. And then when you look at some of the ways that we celebrate, a lot of it has to do with the evergreen, the trees, the Yule tree, which is now people do a Christmas tree, and making the wreath, which now also is Christmas wreaths, or mistletoe. All those are very old traditions that are now used and celebrated around Christmas time. And I'm sure, looking into it and reading more, you guys will find a lot of comparisons. I think I talked a little bit also around, Easter and Ostara, the comparisons there. And when you start to do your research and everything, you start to find a lot of similarities to the old pagan traditions compared to the holidays that everybody knows now. And that about wraps it up for this episode on Yule. I hope you guys have great holidays, whatever it is that you do celebrate. And again, if you can't burn a Yule log, there's a lot of things I've seen on Pinterest on ways you can decorate one and put candles on it. Or you can do the candlelight in your home. If you don't have the capability of burning the Yule log, again, just be careful. We had so many fires this summer on the part where I live, so just be careful with, the bonfires and everything. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will hopefully try to get more out for you guys. Bye.